Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mary Contendo is our guest. She's all over our website. She's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years, the many years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. Mary is the author of Leading with Care. Mary, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
Well, probably best spot is womansadvantage.biz.
Womans, W-O-M-A-N-S.com.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Biz. Okay. They can find your books right there, too?
Oh, all my good stuff is out there, Jim.
All right, so check that out. Mary, we've got one of the serious headwinds that we've got in this economy is unemployment. And there's some systemic issues here that you know, even though the economy has been growing at least a little bit, we're still not putting a lot of people back to work. You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, of course, you know I've got thoughts on everything, Jim. But, I do see with a lot of the clients I'm working with, particularly in the Southeast, that sales are ramping up and really have been since, I want to say, maybe January of this year. Sales have been ramping up. At the same time, people are really hesitant to hire, to cover those sales. In any other situation, at least since I've been in business, when sales ramp up, people understand they've got to increase resources to be able to handle that. And what I see now is people, rather than increasing those resources, making those hirings, they are either having people work overtime, which honestly a lot of people are willing to do because they're so concerned about financial situation. They're willing to work that overtime and get those extra bucks each week. Or they're just doing more with fewer numbers of people.
And plus technology is contributing too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. Yes, so if you've got the kind of a job right now which can be replaced by technology, you need to get on the bus and get retrained.
Just a matter of time, isn't it?
That job is not going to be there. It's not going to be there. You can hope, you can wish, you can pray.
Just a matter of time.
Yes, it is. And it's a matter of short time. So all those kind of things are contributing to small businesses not hiring. But the two additional ones, one is this whole issue of not being able to get funding. So I see people who have great financials, who had maybe a $250,000 line of credit with their bank. They go back, their sales are increased, they're more profitable than they've been in the last 5 years, and the bank cuts their line of credit to $100,000.
Now, is this a big bank or a community bank, do you think?
Well, I think
a big bank and a community bank are different in terms of the way they look at their customers.
I really have to agree with you on that. And I would say most of the instances that I've heard this about have been with some of maybe the five, six largest banks.
Largest
in the
banks,
country.
That story doesn't surprise me. I would be surprised if that happened for most independent community banks.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I'm not.
Which is why, Mary, for 14 years almost, I've been telling small business owners, if you want, that you must have at least one banking relationship with an independent community bank.
I think that's really good advice. I think that is really.
It was advice in '97, Mary, but it became a prophecy in 2008. When the big banks quit lending altogether, and small banks did not.
Right, right. Well, that's, I mean, that's one of the stopping points is people who can't get funding and maybe are so frustrated with having to work with their current bank that they don't look further for whatever reason. It really is, for some organizations, a major deal to change
mm-hmm.
banks.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just kind of put that out there, that's one thing that's preventing people from hiring is they can't get
right.
additional funding.
But again, maybe they're looking for love in the wrong place. All right, what's next? Quickly, one minute.
Well, and then the last thing is, holy cow, the whole uncertainty of the country.
Mm-hmm.
People are just pulled back. You know, they're kind of dug themselves in, and they're saying, I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to wait till the next presidential election. I'm just going to ride this out because I am not risking this business that I've spent my life building. Even though I need to hire 3 more people, and even though that would create 3 more jobs, you know what? The messages I'm getting from Washington and from Wall Street are making me feel so uncertain that I'm
Which brings me back to my point, Mary, that Wall Street and Washington are not the Main Street economy, and we've got to quit listening to those guys. We've got to quit paying attention to those guys. We've got to take this economy back for ourselves, Mary.
Exactly. We need to take responsibility. We need to say, you know what? Wall Street is not looking out for me.
That's
Washington
right.
is not looking out for me. I'm going to look out for myself, and I am going to build this business.
That's exactly what we've got to do. Well said, Mary. Thanks for being here. Good job. Mary Cantando, womansadvantage.biz is her website. The new book is called Leading with Care. Mary's our good friend. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.